As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family today. And so I'd like to offer some reflections on family in connection with the Scriptures, especially St. Paul's letter to the Colossians today. We know family is really the foundation of society. It's where virtues grow. Faith is handed on, and right after Mass today, we have a number of little ones to be baptized. And it's in our faith family here at the parish and also at home that virtue and faith is handed on. But there's a number of very, very important virtues in Colossians today. I just want to touch on a few of them. Patience, heartfelt kindness and compassion, forbearance and forgiveness, gratitude, and then close with a little piece on the gospel today in connection with Jesus in relationship to family. How about patience? During the Advent season, we have the Sacrament of Reconciliation available for many, many hours leading up to Christmas, and a lot of people avail themselves to the sacrament. And I have to say, the number one thing that people struggle with is patience, especially with their family members. And sometimes it's the people we are closest to that it's the most difficult to have patience with and where we need strength. You know what can help us in this area? And we're probably going to be dealing with this right to the end of our lives, but hopefully we're growing, is realizing just how patient God is with us and how God was with the Israelites when they wandered, and he would patiently wait for them to come to their senses and to return. And as we realize what God gives to us and how patient he is, I think that can strengthen us in our relationship with others. And we're never going to be perfect in this area, but as long as we're growing, I think that pleases God. How about kindness and heartfelt compassion? You know, as we grow in our friendship with God, we're going to notice something, and that is God, who is love, his presence grows within us, and we're strengthened to be more kind, to be more compassionate. And again, we're going to have days where we kind of blow it, but more often than not, we're going to notice growth in our lives. And you know, an area where I think most of us could use a little stretching in, we're pretty good with kind actions, but sometimes our words, and our words can lift others up, can bring life, but boy, our words can really cut right to the heart of another person. And sometimes the greatest acts of disrespect are in the context of family. And we could probably grow in that heartfelt kindness and compassion, especially with those we're closest to, but also going out to others, whether it's at school or at work. This time of year, I remember as a kid with my two brothers and my sister, we always look forward to Christmas and the gifts and the games, and you know, we just have a great time playing with all that right after Christmas. And but then after a little while, and we'd be on break from school, the luster of everything, the gifts would wear off a little bit, and we start getting a little bit bored, and then we would start sometimes picking at each other and fighting. As you might expect, I was always the angelic child, never instigating, I was an instrument of reconciliation and peace, especially when I had my brother in a headlock. And you know, we were typical kids, and sometimes not at our, but you know, we're human, and sometimes we just blow it. And but it's all about growth. And I think what the Lord helps us to do is when we know the love of God in our hearts, you know, that's going to overflow. And that's really what we want to have happen, especially in family. We know can be a lot of struggles out there. And this next one is very much connected with it, forbearance. It's a word we don't hear a whole lot, but what's forbearance? Think about Jesus with his apostles. You know, sometimes they were hard-headed, they were arrogant, they were selfish, sometimes they were vindictive and less than forgiving. And did Jesus give up on them? He never did. He was with them in good times and bad, and he helped them to grow. And how did he do that? Through example, sometimes through very challenging. Jesus could sometimes really challenge his disciples. And haven't we all needed some tough love in our in our growing up? And Jesus gave him that. Forbearance is hanging in there in good times and bad times and bringing about that growth. You know, as I get older, I'm more and more grateful for my parents and the way they did that for my siblings and I. Because sometimes we could get a little bit unruly. And sometimes we drove them crazy, but we knew their love. And they hung in there. And we grew. That's a great gift that parents can give to their kids. And that's what St. Paul is referring to there. How about forgiveness? You know, in any marriage, any family relationship, forgiveness is it's really essential, because sometimes our words, our actions are not going to be up to par, and we can hurt others, especially those who are closest to us. So forgiveness is a very, very important virtue. And hopefully we're generous in extending that and also in receiving that. Because you know what can happen? We can so easily hang on to grudges and resentments and remember things from 10 years ago and bring it back up. And to forgive, to extend that to another, is a great gift. And it's very important in family and relationship. Because without that, what happens? Things can really break apart and drift can happen. How about gratitude? Who do you prefer to be around? Someone who is grateful or someone who is always whining, always cynical? Gratitude is a life-giving virtue. And the closer we get to God, the more grateful we're going to get, because He is the giver of all gifts. And when we know His presence, you can't help but be thankful for what He brings to us. And we're going to be strengthened to share that with others. Two words I hope we can say frequently, especially with those who are closest to us, are thank you. And sometimes we can be maybe a little bit stingy in expressing gratitude, maybe take those closest to us for granted. But thank you are two very important words to God, but also people who are closest to us in our lives. And again, extending outward. Just one last area today. In the gospel, Joseph and Mary, what was right at the center of their lives? It was Christ. And we might think, well, it must have been pretty easy for them. I mean, when you got God as your child, it doesn't get any better than that. But they knew anxiety, they knew worry, they knew fear. They were very human. And Jesus was right at the center of who they were. And He was their light and the guide for their path. For you and me, for us individually and for our families, may we keep Jesus right at the center. And when people come back to their faith, and I have the experience oftentimes of connecting with people who may have been away and come back, and I ask them, how does it feel to be back? It's always a great feeling for them. It's like a homecoming. And I think what they're expressing there, sometimes it's hard for them to articulate what's going on there. But when the Lord's back at the center and where we're connected, our life is more well-ordered, it's more focused, it's more grounded on something that's rock solid, and that is the grace of God. So as we go into this new year, let's ask Jesus for that grace to keep Him right at the center. He will be the one who is the light on our path. He will give us wisdom, a spirit of perseverance and strength so that we can radiate His presence. So as we go into 2018, may God's blessings be upon your families and each one of us individually, that we can reflect the love and light of our Lord. God bless you, and God bless you in the new year.